And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
What a difference a year makes. Last year, the General Assembly came up with $17 million to help local governments who lost out when the state changed the way sales tax revenue was allocated. Rural lawmakers have complained for years that the system favors larger counties where many people from the small towns go shopping. So lawmakers tinkered with the formula that determines how the sales tax is divided up among the counties to help the rural areas, but some counties were losing out even under the revised plan. That's where the $17 million came in to level the playing field. But in this year's Senate budget, the $17 million simply goes away, taken to help pay for a $145 million tax cut. There's been no explanation, no reason why the balanced plan passed last year was abandoned, other than Senate leaders wanted to use the money for yet another round of tax changes. So much for a fair way to help all the regions of the state. Senate leaders' ideological agenda is apparently more important than fairness. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.